the rest of the story. It was called the Tarr Photographic Studio, T-A-R-R. It was a tiny establishment on the corner of 49th Street and 5th Avenue in New York. The owner and proprietor was Larry Tarr. He and his wife, Beatrice, lived in a small apartment above the studio. They worked hard to make ends meet, but nothing big ever happened in their lives until one summer day, 1940, when the phone rang. A businesslike voice on the other end of the line said, "Doohan from MGM." It was Larry's wife who had answered. She said, "I beg your pardon." The man repeated his name, "Doohan from MGM." Said he was from MGM Movie Studios. Added tersely that he had passed by their place at 49th and 5th and was interested in the girl in the window. Beatrice Tarr was puzzled for a moment, but then she remembered that her husband Larry had taken a picture of her own kid sister and had placed that picture in the front window of the studio. He had wanted to display a sample of his photography, but he could not afford a professional model. Beatrice explained to Mr. Doohan that the girl in the window was her sister, that the photo was taken during her recent visit to Manhattan. "The girl is not in town now?" Mr. Doohan asked. "No, she had returned home to Virginia." There was a brief silence, and then Mr. Doohan said, "Well, never mind, it was just a routine inquiry," and he hung up the phone. Well, Beatrice Tarr was overjoyed that her teenage sister had attracted such prestigious attention. She grew determined not to waste this precious opportunity. The Tarrs told the girl that somebody from MGM had noticed her picture in the studio window. The girl was unimpressed. In fact, she was a little upset that Larry had put the photo there in the first place. Months passed before her sister visited New York again. But when she did, Larry called MGM's Manhattan office to announce it. A Metro talent scout, Ben Jacobson, took the call, and he was utterly bewildered. "Who had expressed an interest in Larry's sister-in-law?" Mr. Jacobson asked. "Name was Doohan," Larry answered. Mr. Jacobson said, "I see." And then he explained to Larry Tarr the rest of the story. Barney Doohan was no talent scout. He was just a runner for Metro's legal department, a messenger boy. But he was a slick operator with the ladies, most of whom he met precisely the way he had tried to meet Larry's sister-in-law. That is, he would see a woman's photograph someplace, and then he would contact the photographer saying that he was from MGM. Now, Larry Tarr said stop right there because he understood the rest, and then he apologized to Mr. Jacobson for having taken his time, and he was about to hang up when Mr. Jacobson said, "Wait just a minute." And then he said, "Why don't you send me a picture of your sister-in-law anyway?" He doesn't recall why he said it. Maybe just to console Larry. Maybe he thought it was a way to improve MGM's public image. Nobody really knows. By the way, Barney Doohan, this Don Juan of Metro's legal department, eventually got out of show business and became a New York cop. And I'm not sure whether he ever knew until right now what became of the girl in the window at the Tarr Photographic Studio. Just one of innumerable girls that he had tried thus to date. Only this one's name was Ava Gardner. And now you know the rest of the story.